אנחנו לומדים מתוך הספר
We are reading from Zohar for All בשלח and sent and the angel of God went item 134 you can watch our lesson at kab.tv send us your questions there selected questions will be here in the course of the lesson Zohar for All holidays portion בשלח and the angel of God went item 134
There was one whole complete vessel full of light according to the vessel and afterwards there was a shattering since the kli wanted to receive in order to bestow in all of its intensity and couldn't discern that it had such desires inside that aren't directed to receive in order to bestow that some desire was left in there that was never revealed from the beginning of creation called the stony heart and then that vessel that soul was shattered and that light that was supposed to sustain the kli it just dispersed and then it remained as surrounding light And in that surrounding light, there's two qualities. Because the light that dispersed from the vessel and was fulfilling it, and also the light that was sustaining the kli, that created it in the beginning to be in order to bestow. Those two qualities are in the light. The light that corrects and the light that fulfills. We need to understand that these two lights they only work according to our deficiency for them. First, the light that unites us. If our deficiency isn't towards unity, that light doesn't work. I'm not drawing it. I'm not inviting it. I have to invite it only in a deficiency that suits its action to be directed towards each other. That's why we need to understand that prayer, as we say, prayer of the many, is a prayer for unity because the vessel is shattered. And that is the only thing the light does according to our demand. Not according to our demand, it does 1,000 more things that it'll do them anyway. That's why before we read Zohar, we need to direct ourselves correctly. That we are asking for unity. If we want to attain anything with that as a result of our study, a person can sit next to a book 20 or 30 years to be supposedly placed in the group, but if he does not develop that desire to unite artificially by all kinds of text, clips, speaking, doesn't matter what. If he doesn't develop that desire to unite, he remains with no prayer, meaning with no help from above. So they teach him he's integrated in something, but in a very long way, a difficult way, through a very long period of time, and in during or through unpleasant states. So let's be a bit wiser. Let's understand that we have the ability, the opportunity, the support that they are telling us what we have to do, what efforts, and let's do that effort, please.
And the angel of God went, 134. Before the pure air was found and did not shine, the puncture stones were blocked. Three spirits that are included in three were sunken, and water was blocked under the holes. By 72 letters do these stones return to their place. You already know the order of elicitation of the lights in three points, Cholam, Shuruk, and Chirik. First, Malchut rises to Bina. Below her, Chochmah. Then Bina and Tiferet and Malchut fall below her degree to Zer'anpin. And she remains with only two Sfirot, Keter and Chochmah, and two lights, Ruach and Nefesh. This is considered that Bina was punctured, that only the female light remained in her, which shines from below upwards. Hence, her sefirot are called punctured stones. And this is the point of Cholam. Afterwards, through the illumination of Absag Deak, Malchut returns and descends from Bina to her place. Then Bina and Tiferet and Malchut return and rise from Zer'anpin to Bina. This completes the Bina once again with five Sefirot, Kachaptum, and five lights, Neranchai.
Every word, we try not to forget what we want from it. On every word, renew our request. What do I want from every word? Please.
Then the holes are closed because the femaleness in her has been cancelled, but the lights are blocked for lack of Chassadim, since Chochmah cannot shine without clothing of Chassadim, and this is the point of Shuruk. Before the complete Chassadim are revealed, called empty air, to clothe the Chochmah in the left line of Bina, the punctured stones are blocked. This means that the holes were closed due to the return of Bina and Tiferet Malchut to their degree. And there was already an ability to shine from above downwards in the form of male lights. But the lights in her too were blocked, because Chochmah does not shine without Chassadim. It is known that when the Bina raises her Bina and Tiferet and Malchut to her from inside Zer'anpin, Chagat the Zer'anpin rise to her along with them and clothes Bina and Tiferet and Malchut. Then, when Zer'anpin remains in Bina, Zer'anpin is regarded as three Ruchin, Chagat de Zer'anpin, whose sefirot are in the form of Ruach that is included in three, Bina, and Tiferet, and Malchut de Bina, which are clothed on them. If the illumination of Chassadim in Zer'anpin had been apparent, the Chochmah would have clothed in chasadim, and the stones of Bina would not have been blocked. It writes, blocked water, to indicate that the chasadim in Zer'anpin were blocked. Although there is nukva in Zer'anpin, the Masach Dechrik, on which the light of chasadim later appears. But now, the water was blocked, because the whole of Zer'anpin was immersed. Later, however, Zer'anpin awakens with the Masach Dechrik in him and raises man, bringing out the chasadim to close the chokhmah. The 72 letters that return to their place are those stones in the verse and went which is the right line, disclosure of chasadim, the chokhmah in the left line of Bina closes in these chasadim, and the blocked stones in her return to her place, meaning their illumination opens.
Now let's try and take another step forward. Not that in every word we're asking for the connection, but that in every word I'm asking for the success of my friends. I'm asking for them. In every word.
135. After 72 degrees, which are three times 72 letters, the stones were split and punctured under a chef that was carved, and the degrees gathered and became a group. There are 72 letters in each of the three verses, and went and it came and stretched. And there are three lines. This is because the 72 letters in the verse end went at the right line. The 72 letters in the verse and it came are the left line. And the 72 letters in the verse end, stretched, are the middle line. It was written above that the stones return to their place by 72 letters. This refers to the letters in the verse, and the angel of God went, which are right line and chasadim. But there are 72 combinations of three letters from joining all three verses, and they are called degrees, 72 degrees, because there are three lines in each combination, and three lines are considered a degree. It is also known that through the Masach Dechirik in the middle line, the left line of Bina diminishes from Gar to Vak, the Gar, and returns and elevates the Malchut to Bina, and the Bina splits again and becomes Vak, female light. And they are three times after the three lines emerge, which are 72 degrees implied in the verse, and come and went, and it came and stretched. Thus, through the middle line in them, due to the sheaf that was carved in the dinim, in the Masach Dechrik, in the middle line, the Sfirot de Bina, called stones, were split and punctured once more. And through that Masach, which diminished the left line into Vak de Gar, the three lines were gathered and united into one group in a way that they do not shine without each other. And this is why he calls the Masach Shef, because it bundles all three lines into a single Shef.
Now, from the intention that we had to unity, we went over to the intention that was for my friends. Now let's have an intention that we want in this to give the Creator contentment in every word, to stabilize a feeling, a relation, a state, such a situation, that in this, for sure, the Creator will receive contentment.
136.
Even though me, myself, I don't feel it. I'm disconnected. Just for Him. We're making the kli that from that the Creator will receive contentment.
Afterwards, they were divided and became 3 degrees of water. Some of them froze, and those rose, and those descended. From here, the world started to be divided. During the domination of the left line, the waters in the sea freeze, because Chochmah does not shine without Chasadim. Afterwards, through the Chasadim, they open and return to being liquid, meaning return to shine. However, not all the Chochmah returns to shine, but only the Vak in Chochmah, and the Gar in it disappear. This is why it is considered here that the water of Chochmah was split into 2 degrees, Vak and Gar. The Vak froze during the dominion of the left. And then, by disclosing the Chasadim, they shine once more. And the Gar did not freeze, but completely disappeared, since they do not shine even after the disclosure of Chasadim. Thus it was said that they divided and became 2 degrees of water, Gar and Vak. Half the water froze, meaning Vak de Chochmah, which returned to be revealed by Chasadim. And half of them sank, meaning the Gar which disappeared entirely. These rose, meaning those who were revealed shined from below upwards, which is Vak, and those descended, meaning the same that sank illuminated from above downward, which is Gar. From here the world started to be divided, for only the lower half of Chochmah remained in the world, which is Vak.
If we direct the group to give the Creator contentment, and I disappear in that, then the whole group receives the same value as the Creator. Just the group is the vessel, and the Creator is the light that fulfills it, connects it, corrects it, and fulfills the kli. Let's try to think about the group in that way. That if I'm integrated in it, pray for it, for the unity, that through the unity there will be contentment for the Creator. In that, we are already yearning to give Him contentment. And the main thing about the contentment is that we try to bring the whole world into that unity. Because we ourselves were just vessels to implement this action. But to cause contentment, it's the vessels of the world. Only they can give contentment when we go out and try to connect them. Please.
137. There is one sheaf above, and it is carved in 72 engravings from the fierce ring. And in them, the waves of the sea are immersed. As they travel, they divide into four angles. One part rises, shining from below upwards. And this is the Nukva, west. One part descends, shining from above downwards, with the light of Chasadim. This is Zeranpin, east. One part is to the north, which is the left line, Gvura. And one part is to the south, right line, Chesed. When they unite, sizzling embers stand in the flaming sword which turns every way. The Masach in the middle line is called Tzor, a sheaf, and serves as the place of Bina. It also serves from Chazed de Zeranpin upwards, because they are 1 degree. There is also a sheaf from Chazed de Zeranpin downwards, which subdues the two lines that are there with its force. But there is a great difference between them. The sheaf that operates from Chazed de Zeranpin upwards does not reveal the dinim in it there, since it is at the end of the lines, and the dinim cannot blemish above their own place. This is not so with the sheaf from Chazed de Zeranpin downwards, in which the dinim from the upper sheaf, which stands above in the place of Chazeh, are already included. The three lines, Chagat, above the Chazeh, are called 72 degrees. These are the three verses, and come and went. And went, and it came, and stretched. Hence the dinim in the upper sheaf that stands at the end of the 72 degrees are called 72 ends of a strong sheaf. 72 because of its illumination. Ends, since they are the ends of the degrees. And strong sheaf is the sheaf itself, the Masach de Chazeh, where there are the dinim. And the sheaf in the middle line from the Chazeh down is the dinim in the upper sheaf, which stands at the place of Chazeh, which are called so, and which are imparted upon the bottom sheaf. However, all of that is not considered dinim that will cause any blemish to the degree, because the dinim that appear at sea are called the waves of the sea, and they will be silenced by the dinim in the middle line.
We are reading about actions that take place in higher degrees. Why do we think that this will help us? Because there are no actions but the actions of unity. Just in every degree, it's in a more like delicate, detailed, complex manner, more intense. But it's the same ten sefirot, same actions of unity, more and more and more. Brave. And that's why we can read anywhere, it doesn't matter what, if we direct ourselves correctly towards a correction, towards a unity. So in every place we're reading about this. That's why with this we open all of the pipes, and that is helpful.
However, all of that is not considered dinim that will cause any blemish to the degree. Because the dinim that appear at sea are called the waves of the sea, and they will be silenced by the dinim in the middle line, from the chazeh down. Were it not for these dinim in the bottom sheaf, the waves would not be silenced, and the sea, Malchut, would not be able to shine. For this reason, they are not considered dinim, but corrections.
Put a bit more efforts for unity, for society, and for giving contentment to the Creator. Outward, right? Good.
These three lines do not disclose Chochmah except when they travel, when the illumination of each appears specifically, one at a time, as three points, Cholam, then Shuruk, and then Chirik. At that time, Malchut receives the disclosure of Chochmah from them. But when they complete their illumination one at a time, called traveling, then they rest. In other words, their illumination joins together under the domination of the light of Chasadim.
We are demanding a great force that we will not want, that we won't want to open our desire to ourselves, to always be above it, to not receive pleasure that will fulfill us. We only want to strengthen ourselves to think for the society, for the Creator, that He will be revealed there. And for us, we don't even need to know about it. Just it's sliced away. After the Tzimtzum, it's beyond anything we can see or feel or attain. That's what we're demanding for, to that keeping, that protection, that we only want it to happen somewhere out there and not for us. In such a way, if we demand to keep that tzimtzum, the concealment, and let it happen there, above these vessels of our vessels of receiving that we're in, that's how we reach a state that truly will be able to think of bestow. And then we'll reach faith above reason. Well, let's go to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.